You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Birkas Aner LeNoshim. The Mechaber says like this: Noshim Chayoves Bavdola Keshem Shechayoves BeKiddush VeYesh Mi Shechaylik. Right, a machloikus if Noshim Chayev in Avdola, not Chayev in Avdola, VeYesh Mi Shechaylik. So what's the Hagazok Derma Al Kain Lo Yavdilu LaAtzma? They shouldn't make Havdalah by themselves. Rak yishmu havdalah min anashim. That's the second part. Let's first focus on the first part. What is the machlokes? The Mishnah Berurah, which afagav, the heavy mitzvah says shazman grama, and we know mitzvah says shazman grama, woman of potter. Bedine Shabbos, isha v'isha shavin. We know there's a klal that men or women are equal as far as dine Shabbos, which we've mentioned many times, the Ran. The Gemara says, women are chayv and what? In Kiddush Hayom, the Chayv in Kiddush. Even though Kiddush is a Zman Gram, the Gemara asks, but since there's a Hekesh, Zachar, Vishomer, Kol Sheyesh, Mishmir, Yesh, Mishkira, male or woman are Chayv in Kiddush. Does that mean they're Chayv in other mitzvahs of Shabbos? So basically we paskin yes, that's the Ran, we've done that. The Ran says, who would then other mitzvahs of Shabbos? Right? Who would then other mitzvahs of Shabbos? For instance, Gimel Sudas, Lechemishna, V'chula, V'chula. Right? Ner Shabbos, right? Why is a woman chayv in Ner Shabbos Pashtus? Because they're chayv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Chayv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. But anyway, Koponim, over here it's not negayah to say that. Over here you have to know is that they're chayv in Kiddush. Okay? The Iska Shomer Zochar, Mashkosim, Reishim, and Reishai Nav, which is this. Vavdolo Nami Bechal Zochar. No, it's really the Mishnah Berurah didn't have to say they're chayv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Kiddush for sure, they're chayv. That's a Gemara. So part of Kiddush is making Avdala. How do we know that? The Rambam, Mitzvahs Esam in the Torah LaKaddish, Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim, Shenema, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, Kachar Kloima, Zachreyu, Zchiris Shabbos V'Kiddush, V'tzoch L'Zachreyu, or L'Zachrey, B'Knisosoy U'B'Tziyosoy. B'Knisosoy, B'Kiddush Yom HaTzosoy V'Dala. So Pashim Shand of Rambam is that part of the din of Kiddush is to make Avdala. So if the Chayav and Kiddush, the Chayav and Avdol too, that's the first sheet. Toysis that holds not that way. Zochreyu ala yayin. The Gemara says, Zochreyu ala yayin. You have to make Kiddush ala yayin. Venira de Kiddush ala yayin asmachtihi. I don't know, you don't really need Kiddush ala yayin. V'hod ama b'misha meisai, noshim chayoves b'kiddush ala yayin dvar teira. Hainu davka Kiddush ala yayin. Aval ala yayin lo hevi odor abonin. Really, it doesn't say in the Torah to make Kiddush. It's a Zochas yam shabbos akatshe. I mean, remember Shabbos to make it holy. What do I mean holy? Don't profane it. Don't do things that are opposite. But Chazal Makabel means Kiddush. So you see, Kiddush is the Raisa. So he says, Eina Chanami Kiddush is the Raisa. But Yain is the Rabbonin. Aval Yain lo hevi Rabbonin. How do we know that? So we'll just say, Bekitza, Kedamash Rebereish Nozeh. The Gemara says like this. There's a extra pasuk by a Nozeh who can't drink wine. Miyain v'sheicha yazir la'asar yain mitzvah ki yain rishus. That not only he can't drink yain rishus, and there's another can't stop drink wine, he can't drink even wine of a mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah, drink wine. Frek the Gemara, parach, my nihu. What is it? Kiddusha v'havdala. It's kiddush v'havdala. The kiddush, in other words, when we talk about yain, it's kiddush v'havdala. Okay? So the Gemara says, ask Sakasha. Now, what's the Gemara's Kasha? So here, we'll see the difference in how you have to sing a Gemara. Rashi, meaning the Mefarsh and Rashi, learns this. Mushravayim and Mar Sinai, who? Right? It's Mushravayim and Mar Sinai. Meaning, how could you go ahead and say that a Nazir shouldn't drink wine? It's Mushravayim and Mar Sinai. There's a mitzvah of the rice to drink wine. Tyson says no. Tyson says Kasha says no. You read it differently. Mushravayim and Mar Sinai, who? Is it Mushravayim and Mar Sinai? The itzach krala, mate. Do you need a pasuk? The Gemara says no. You need it for something else. Rav Shua Eshta v'chazav amareini nozeh. It's talking about a guy made a the way Tosfos is, that's what Ben Tam Shita, which is come out all the Rishonim except this Rashi, which is a very shver shita. Maybe one or two other Rishonim that recently they found. In other words, but the pshat in the Gemara's kasha is how could you tell me that there's a special pasuk that a nozeh can't drink wine? Of course he can't drink the wine. It's not a mitzvah to drink the wine. Meaning it's only Darbanan at most to drink it. How could you say Mushravayim at Sinai? It's not that you need a pasuk. The Mark says, we're talking about a nazir, a person that said, I'm going to drink this wine. So now there's a mitzvah of a shvu to drink this wine. And then he said, a rainy nazir. So the naziris overrides his shvua. That's the Gemara's maskana. Taisa says, Itzchak Kral Nezius Chalav Apish Mush Bavemsia Vo'oid Metzino Memek Kiddush Ole Yain Dvar Toira Avahad Amam Varch Tzach Shiyitoim Zeu Darbon. He says, Ein Chanami. That the Gemara says Sachrei Ole Yain could be Deraisa. Taisa says could be wine is Deraisa. But it doesn't mean you have to drink. It means you have to, that's what you have to use. The Ran is Mashma that way. The Ran is Mashma, where the Gemara goes at the whole Shaila, Yayin, Kiddush, or Ner Shabbos, right? The Gemara has these Shailas. Zok the Ran, Avada, nothing can be Deucha, Kiddush, which is the Raisa. So what is Kiddush the Raisa? He says, talk about a case where a guy has wine or has bread. If he doesn't, then Avada Kiddush is first. Meaning, you need, the Rav Kivek is Medayk and that Ran, mid the Raisa, you need to take something. So that big difference. Now, before we see the next Gemara, that means like this. That means if you hold Yain is the Rabbanon, like the first sheet in Taisus, your Yaitza, we know the famous Magen Avraham, that you, if you daven, your Yaitza Kiddush. When you daven Friday night, Yaitza Kiddush, and there's the whole tumult with the Dugga Mevava, you come home, you make Kiddush for your wife, you're the Rabbanon, she's the Raisas, they're Arvus Banoshim, is it not Arvus Banoshim? Against a tumult. That's where it stems from. If you hold that Kiddush on a Yain is deraisa, like the second sheet in Tosfos, so you're not Yoitzin davening, because davening, there's no wine, obviously. Nobody holds wine middle davening. Now, let's just take a look for a second the Gemara. Betchila kavua, originally, Havdalah was kavua betfila. Like we say, atachon antanu. Hashiru, they got a little richer. Kavua lakais. Imagine not to have wine, right? They all of a sudden had wine, so they made a kois. Henu chazuk avut fil veimer mavut fil tzach she avdol a kois. But in other words, at one point Avdala was made without a kois. So the taz is medayik. 1 second, if you hold that yayin, like Gavriel just said, is deraisa, and kiddush is learnt out from, I'm sorry, Avdala is learnt out from kiddush. So just like kiddush needs wine, Avdala should need wine. So vice Tosfos has to hold that Avdala is only the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa. Because if it was the Raisa, it would need Yain like Kiddush. The Rambam is the opposite. The Rambam, so there's a whole Shaila. The Rambam says, Kiddush al Yain is Divrei Seifrim. So Pashas, he means the Rabbanan. Others want to say, no, it's the Raisa, but Divrei Seifrim can mean the Raisa sometimes. But the Rav Kivega says, no, the Rambam has to mean that Yain is the Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rambam holds that what? That Havdalah is the Raisa. And Havdalah for sure from this Gemara you see was davening, not Yayin. See, for sure has to hold Yayin is the Rabbanan. So it comes out like this. According to Taisis, that Yayin is the Raisa, Havdalah is the Rabbanan. According to Rambam, that Havdalah is the Raisa, Yayin must be the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Magen Avraham is going with the Rambam's Shita, Lalacha, that Yayin is the Rabbanan, Yayitza in davening, that's where the whole Tumah comes out. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. If you say Havdalah is the Raisa like the Rambam Shita, then you have to say that women are for sure Chayv. Because if they're Chayv and Kiddush, they're Chayv and Havdalah. And then he says, Vafilu manda amar Havdalah d'Rabbanan, which comes out, you see now it's the Tosfos. Do me the Kiddush, they made it like Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, women are Chayv, so they made it king the Raisa. In other words, it's like a Kiddush mid'Rabbanan. Right, just like having the daytime. In the daytime, Kiddush is the Rabbanan, Avada woman Achayev. So Havdalah is also like Kiddush. Vayesh Mishacholik, the other Shita, Svirle Davdalah, Kivin Shu Bechol, since it's not on Shabbos, it's Bechol, even though you could make it Shabbos, but Avada, it's Ainat Tzli Ben Yon Edina Shabbos, he Bechol Shar Mitzah Seshes Man Gram and Nashim Turs. It's a separate mitzah call to make Havdalah, that's woman a part of him. Again, if it's part of Kiddush, the rice for sure the Chayev. Even if it's of the Rabbanan, you could say it's part of the Din Kiddush. And the other sheet is, it's a separate mitzvah, and therefore women are part of it. That's the two sheets. Go. What does it mean, lo yavdilu la'atzman? So this is a whole big tumble. We're not going to go, it's not going to get to this year. Why should they be mavdil? What's the problem with being mavdil? Right? For karet. Some say like this, even the Sfardisha women that don't make bracha, so Sfardisha woman doesn't make bracha, al netilas lulav, right? That's the Rambam sheet, or the Mechaber Paskins that way. That's because they say b'tzivanu, right? But over here, you're not really saying tzivanu. All you're saying is b'nisach bracha. Maybe they should. So what's over here, and you're saying even Ashkenazic women shouldn't. So this, the Magen Avraham Taz go into a different shatim, and lalacha, it's very shver. V'abach kosov, afilu man dama shepturis, mekom akum yachol ha'am shus al'atzvan chiyuv al'avdan, al'atzvan kemosh shefo lulav, at least, shegam kem pturis, afilu achim avarchis, That's the way we paskin. And the Tzlach says, even according to the, could be, even according to the Sfaradish woman, you're not saying Tzivonu. Umasik amagun v'am de'ikka de'verbat. So, mean, Mela, a woman could make avdala. Ay, v'hina l'fim hashkasa v'amagun v'am le'el, sivkon da'al, the nagu anoshim, shalor listay m'kois avdala. There's reasons, al pi kabal, women shouldn't drink kois avdala. Im kain, belav kol atamim, eich tav la'atzan lo'in yichol lishtay his kois, v'chein kosu bal de'achayim de'nesivis in his sefer, it means if she has no one, a woman's an almana, a woman's by herself. Someone told me that he saw it. Rav Moshe used to make Havdalah for an almana over the telephone. So you can't learn that from there that he could be Yaitza Mikamikilo over the telephone. Could be he was mitzdarf. The fact that women are potter and could be telephone is called your voice. I don't know, but he told me he saw Be'enov. Moshe called up. There was an omana somewhere in the east side. He called her up and made avdala over the phone for her. Now, let's see the beer lachan. Lo yavdilu la'atzman. So even those that hold that you're not supposed to make avdala for themselves, right? Okay. So lachatchila, woman doesn't make. You have. I know it's a. You have the shitas ramah, which women should make avdala. Then you have the problem of drinking the wine. So let's say. I'm b'magen v'am. Because of that's poshut. Let's say a woman doesn't make avdala; she's waiting for someone. The rishon levarach atzah psamim v'ala kois. The bikas anenim here that they can make the bikas psamim v'ala kois. V'hadoloi nokat. Oh no, it's maybe she'll make the bikas, but then she'll be moitzi somebody else. Let's say in doing v'hadoloi nokat amagen v'am bikas anen. What if a woman wants to make, let's say, Matzah Shabbos on a Tisha B'Av this year, Taka? I think it comes out on Sunday. We don't make Avdala till Sunday night, but we make Bar Mera'esh on Matzah Shabbos. So he says, why didn't the Magavram say anything about Bikas in there? The Bikas, oh, because Psalmim in Kois is Bikas Anen. But Bikas in there, La Bikas Anohu. The Lord Niskin Anosa Or. Not making a bracha because he's being Nen of Or. The Achia, it's Achavach B'chopam Kshiroi Or. We don't make it every day, every time. You're in a dark place, you go to the light, you make a bracha.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Afilu l'mandam et noshim chayoves b'avdala im chayoves b'birkas aner. Even if you say they're chayev in avdala. Why they're chayev in avdala? Because they're chayev in Kiddush. But birkas aner is not part of avdala, really. We're mesadarit in avdala. The Bishma Avdala Afshu's man grama nichlelas b'mitzvah de zacha, which is kiddush, he's shaykh el Shabbos. K'moshe kasa Rambam, v'afilu man dam darabonan dumya de kiddush tiknu. Right, the Rambam which holds that Avdala is the Raisa, and even if you hold darabonan like the Tosis, dumya de kiddush tiknu. Mashenkin ner sheniskan al bria sa'ar b'matzei Shabbos, because as we know, Adam Risha took two stones, two flints, and he rubbed them together. She'ena shayachas l'shabbos klal. V'hi's man grama. It's a mitzvah seishos man grama. Minolan de chayavis. Who says a woman is chayav? V'einoi makivin shenik v'brichs avdol achad adin lu. Says one din because it's part of the einoi. Da yechoylin levarach oisa b'fnei atzma. You can make a, that's the din. That's a din that you can do best. If you don't have a candle, so make it later when you get a candle. You get a match, whatever. Ve'ein mechuyev lachs achar or, says in Shulchan Aruch. Matzah Yom Kippur is a little different, but let's not negate right now. Ve'ulai kivin dechatchila mitzvah sadr yachad chadina, maybe. Ve'yosan nachan loymar, de'ein achayavis birkas aner l'kulam. It could be a woman is pashas, he says, women are potter from birkas aner. So what does that mean? Can she make it pashas? She could, at least Ashkenazim for sure, right? Especially according to the Bach, according to the other shitas, maybe not. Because you can't make a bracha unless she's chayv in it, unless you're doing a mitzvah. Eim evarchin ha'arel b'matzah Shabbos, it's a gemara. Hikshar b'nei Yosef, lama eim evarchin b'chol shah, like we said before, shenenem emena, dasa l'hanas min oilem hazeh b'lo bracha, right? So he says, tiras na'ani milik shigufu nena, avashar no loy. Okay, v'afgad eim evarchin ha'ar shemesh b'chol yem, ha'ini mishum shumachadish mishchadish b'chol yem. So basically he's saying is, that it's not really, I don't know, even though it is on Na, right? But it's not, doesn't go into the parasha of Birkas Anen. So what is it? Birkas HaShabbach, right? That we need fire. A person needs Ar. You can't live without Ar. It's part of life. Tana Rabbanan. Beis HaKnesses, Beis Isha, Beis HaShutfin, Chayeves B'mezuzah. In other words, a Beis HaKnesset Chayev Mezuzah, Beis HaShutfin Chayev Mezuzah, and a woman's house. A woman lives in a house. Frek the Gemara, Chayev Pshito, why not? Why shouldn't this be Chayev? Mao the same, Beis Cha V'lo Beis Sa, Beis Cha V'lo Bateihem, meaning Shutfin, Kamash V'lon. Hey Machinami, why don't you say it? Amakra, listen to this. In other words, maybe you should say that. Leman yirbu yameichem vimei v'neichem. Hani boy chayv, hani lo boy chayv, as it says in the question mark. Right? Women don't need life. It says, leman yirbu yameichem. The Gemara says, ba'oven mezuzah v'chmanslan. These things happen. The Gemara says, isha lo boy chayv, so vada woman has to have mezuzah. So what do you do with hani boy, hani lo? Ela beizcha, lamali kederav adam radech biyoscha. Meaning that you put on the right side. From here we know the right side. V'chi aka inish, when a person moves himself, and he goes, kari d'yamina aka b'resh, he goes, his right foot goes first, usually righties, and therefore, the side that he's closer to is the right side. When he goes into, maybe he put on the right side. But that was Gemara. So, in the Gemara, sugya of mitzvah seishas mayim gramin kedushin. So Gemara says, it said, why don't you make a hekesh? It says, after Mal Mezuzah, after Talmud Torah, Nakish Mezuzah Talmud Torah. Just like Talmud Torah, no woman are potter, Lamatam is B'neichem, B'neichem lo B'nei Seichem. So learn out that just like women are potter from Talmud Torah, so the same thing, women should be potter from Mezuzah. Right? Lo Sal Kedaikta Dixiv Laman Yibu Yimeichem. Gavra Ba'yachai, Nashi Lo Ba'yachai. So we see two Gemaras that the Svar to say that women should be Chayiv in mezuzah, women are not, they should be, they are chayv in mezuzah because of nashim also boy chay, right? In other words, women are zuka chayv in mezuzah. So you'll ask me, wait a minute, we'll just stop my mamuzga, parenthetically, if women are chayv in mezuzah, why can't they write a mezuzah? The Gemara says, chshartem uchsaftem. There's a special din that if they're not in tefillin, in other words, not, you don't see from that Gemara, if you're not in the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. It's a special din. If you're not in in kshiras, you can't write mezuzah, tefillin, and sefer Torah. And that's why many pesukim hold she can't write a Megillas Esther to either. Even though women are chayiv in mikra Megillah, but it has not anything that you have to bring Kedusha into, like sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. So there is, we don't pask it as far as I know, there are people in Machmir. Do you remember Shai Novak, Ruvain, you remember Shai Novak had a bookstore? Yes. That you do remember, okay. You remember that too? Okay, so one day he gets a call, he used to sell mezuzahs, right? It was in Shai Yashir, the little room in the front there, right? So he gets a call, a woman bought a mezuzah from him, she wants him to come and put it up. And he said, well, I got to put it, I sold it, I didn't make it. So she sends him a tshuva from Shila Kutna. She was right. The tshuva says, Shila Kutna says that only someone who's chayiv in tefillin not only could write mezuzah, could put up a mezuzah. Right? As I told him, I don't think the halach is this way. You could tell the woman, you know, when she'll bring a ride, the psak is that way. But Shila Kutna holds that way. Poiskim say pashas, even a akum could put up a mezuzah. The kasha, basically, women also need fire. They also need Binena from the R. Why shouldn't they make Bikas Hashvach should not be included in the Ptur of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama? A nicer R. And I was reminded that why should it be different than all these places you say Noshim Barachai? So I think just in Pshat, I just want to say very simple terms, I think. Hodak Siv, it says on Torah, Kihi Chayecha, Demashma Ishanami Chayevus Betama Torah. If it's our life, Torah, women are chayiv in Talmud Torah. Okay, so in a chanami, she might be chayiv in supporting Torah, right, and helping her husband or any or children learn Torah, but you don't see she's chayiv. Masha ishanami chayiv in Talmud Torah. Why don't you say, gavur bayi chayi? Yeish lema dekro lo koya Talmud Torah lakiyim mitzis. Koyim ha-torah melemezcha mitzis shem chayecha. Okay, one term. V'oi, yeish lema, in a chanami. Dehai kor koya bein ha-Talmud Torah, kedom ha-hasim bein ha-mezuzah kem ha-hacha. Miu ain't svara loyma than a chayv and noshim atam atar mishum svara the gavu bayuchoy. Kiven the ashicha miuta gabayu. Oh, big difference, Tais is saying. Kedam amal leel vodatam levnecha vnoisecha. The Torah says clearly, what's the din? The Torah says women are part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have to learn for other reasons, but not else the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Torah is pattering it. Now you want to come along and say what? That women should be chayv in. But the pasuk says they're potter. How could the pasuk potter? How could the pasuk be mechayev if the pasuk says they're potter? You can't say that the svara should go ahead and be mechayev. I mezuzah lekem you to cloud in this gemara in kedushin. Ela mishum the reitzel lahakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. Reitzel if the nashim it's a havamina because let's make a hekesh. That doesn't mean the Torah is saying behead your woman apart. It says let's make the hekesh. Yes, for leimad asi. Let's not learn the Hekesh. Not all the time do we learn Hekesh. Or sometimes the Hekesh is used for something else. Umachayev Nashim Mezuzah. Ayel asked me the Gemara Numa, Beis Secha, Velo Beis Isha, and the Chanami. That was the Gemara. The Gemara says in Svara, don't darshan the Pasuk that way. Darshan Beis Secha a different way. Not Beis Secha, Velo Beis Isha. Masha Enkein, Velimaritim's Beneichem. What are you going to learn Beneichem? Beneichem means Bneichem lo bneiseichem. So then, it's very poshut. Then, woman shuchar, because it's a bikas hashvach, you're right. Bikas hashvach, woman hashvach to that too. It's not hafein or yibaisanas, that's what you meant. They also need it. But Lamai says there's a p'tur called zman groma. Even though it's not as explicit as bneichem lo bneiseichem, we have a p'tur called zman groma. The Ramakan of Ram is saying, enachanami, something that's a zman groma means woman apata. Arayi ladova, the Ramakan of Ram says, Noshim pturis, so by Kiddush Levana. So the Ramakan of Ram says, women are potter from Kiddush Levana. Mitzvah says she's man grama. The Ramakan of Ram holds the mitzvah says she's man grama. V'afagam de mekayim is kol mitzvah, could go in kol mitzvah, but you know, a lot, could go in sukkah, mekol mokom mitzvah zu ein mekayimim, or mekayim mois shudim, b'nei shehem garmu p'kama levana shla. Now, the Achreinim will argue on this Ramakan of Ram, because they tie it, this is not called as man grama. Oh. Because it's a physical reality. Like, for instance, Birkas Achama. A woman chayav in Birkas Achama? So, Shuleib Diskin says yes. He says, once every 28 years. He says, because the position of the sun on a Wednesday, like it was in my celebration, is only have 28 years, but it's not the Zman that's Gurmit, it's the physical Mitzias. In other words, Mitzvah Seisha Zman Gurmit means like this. The Mitzvah of Sukkah, the Mitzvah of Lulav, the Mitzvah of Shref. I can do it any time during the year. But I don't get a mitzvah because it's not the right time. So the time is being garmed. Masha Enkein, Kiddush Havana, now is tonight. If you want to do Kiddush Havana, you can't do it. It's physically impossible. Why? Because the mitzvah is to say the words on a new moon. The moon is waning. It's not waxing anymore. So it's not the pshat, it's not the right zman. Right? That's what Pshulab Diskit says. The Chazonish also held that woman should be, but somebody told him that some sefer says not, he didn't want to open his mouth against a Chassam Sefer. Right? Open his mouth. He didn't want to say anything. But a Kapam, what do you see? The Magen Avraham says it is called Zman Grama. The Magen Avraham holds Sof called Sof. Lamaisa, you can't do it after the 15th of the month, more or less, right? You can't do it after half the month. So it is limited in Zman. Once it's limited in Zman, as it is in Zman Grama. It's a Bikas HaShvach, right? It's not a Bikas HaNenin, it's not a Bikas HaMitzvah. But still, Lamaisa is, the Magen Avraham holds, a Zman Grama is a Ptur in Bikas HaShevach too. That's what you see from there. There's a,
what do you mean they're
praying Levana? What? Yeah, they're praying Levana. That's a different word. What they do exactly? The Levana itself started up. Yes, I asked Moshe this once. Uh-huh. He said it's not talking about that the Levana became small. It means it didn't reflect the light. It's two different things. That's what he tied it. Pshat and the Shlo is.
And you're not just, involved with that?
What?
That's what
the Shlo seems, yeah. But I just want, there's a minig many have, if you notice, especially by Chassidim, I think it's a Magen Avraham, they check their tzitzis. I don't know if you have it right. They check their tzitzis by Kiddush Havana. It says, she gets some kind of no, so they check it. Okay, sounds like once you're doing something, instead of checking your suit, check your tzitzis. So Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank said he heard from Reb Diskin's son. It's a beautiful vart. We just said, after we make Kiddush Havana, where's it printed in these? Somebody know? After Meir? Okay. What?
269.
What? Right after Meir in these? After Sphira. Okay. Ashkenaz.
269.
Okay. Very good. I didn't know they still make announcements in shuls of Joel. All right, fine. 269. Yeah, you're right. Very good. Pressed, right? So anyway, yesterday I was speaking, I had to be away, so I said something about that one time this fella, Bal Simcha, right after the stock market crashed. So they told me right away, I said, a few years ago. He said, 10 years, they knew right away, 10 years ago. I said, when was Rabbi Kivega Nifta? Let's see if you know that quick on the spot. So he says like this. Right? The Ora Levona is Rehochama. Why don't we wear tzitzis at night? Because why are we put the tzitzis? Now we don't make a bracha. Tolin Ria. What does it say? We isa maisa. At night you don't see. But we just said that here arachama ka'or levana. That means at night you'll be able to see again. So the mitzvah of tzitzis will be noig at night. That he says that's why you check the tzitzis at night. Hopefully that this ar levana will stay in a way they can do. It's a beautiful vart.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.